Roo, I'd never been involved in a state funeral before yesterday.
No.
And I want to say a big thank you to, there's a lady called Carolyn who we dealt with from the Premier's Department, did an outstanding job. I mean, when you got there yesterday and saw the setup, you know, the stage and the big screens and the amount of seating and everything, it was, you know, the infrastructure, there was a lot to be done. It was fantastic.
I thought it was beautiful. We were there pretty early dits, and the Oval was in great nick. The Albert and Oval itself, the stands and everything looked great. The setup was perfect. The white seats on the grass. It just looked simple, neat, and a perfect setting and great weather. And the whole service was perfect, really, for Russell.
Yep. So his brother Bill, the oldest brother, spoke and was fantastic. Talked about old days in Alawuna and, you know, rabbit shooting and things that kids got up to. It was brilliant. Really spoke from
the
heart.
I like his values. And I actually went up to him afterwards and took a photo and said, do you mind if I grab them? Because they were simple and old school, and I'll read them out now just because I think they're important. Do at least, this is from his dad, Albert, do at least one good deed for someone every day.
Mm-hmm.
Speak when you're spoken to. You learn a lot more by listening than you do from talking.
Mm-hmm.
Never take anything in life for granted. And always visit the elderly or disadvantaged as often as possible. They were the rules that the Ebert family grew up with their whole life. And, I think
tell.
Russell installed, you can tell. And that's, I think it's simple, but very, very beautiful.
Mm. I often say you're a product of your parents. And I think we got to see yesterday what the Ebert family is all about. And that's all of them. If you've had anything to do with Brad Ebert, Russell's youngest brother, Craig, I know. Well, what a gentleman he is. And so it does go right through the family. It really does. Anyway, the speakers yesterday, Bill was brilliant. Then Tammy, Russell's daughter, was superb.
Yep.
Benjamin, brilliant. They all held it together well. Brett was fantastic. And then teammates Peter White, Max James, and then Matthew Richardson from the club and Tim Ginever were absolutely superb. Everyone that spoke was just A1.
Russell, Russ, Herb, Ebo, God. But to us, we had the privilege of calling him our dad.
He reminded us always of what you walk past is what you accept. He never walked past anyone in need and always saw people for their ability, not their disability.
When Dad was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukaemia on the 23rd of December last year, it rocked our world. How could this man, who had done so much for everyone else, be dealt this card? Where is the fairness in that? But in true Dad style, he took on the challenge.
I've got up the back of the statue and I've gone like this to take a hanger. Took the photo, sent it off to him and said, what about this, Russ? Me taking a hanger over you. And as quick as the flash, he came back, he said, yeah, Timmy, but look who's got the ball. And when Di asked me to speak, I could have been prouder. And it came to me, number 7's going to heaven. But our favourite son will always be number 1. Love you, mate.
Love you, mate.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll be able to get that on the podcast after the show as well.